But what could we do? Every day, hundreds of thousands of people crossed our border. And of those, perhaps tens of thousands were infected. We had to take decisive action. We had to protect ourselves. There is a road that runs between our two countries. It is small by your standards, not even paved in most places. But it was the main southern artery in Balochistan. To cut it at just one place, the Kerch River Bridge would have effectively sealed 60% of all refugee traffic. I flew the mission myself, at night with a heavy escort. You didn't need image intensifiers. You could see the headlights from miles away, a long, thin, white trail in the darkness. I could even see small arms gun flashes. The area was heavily infested. I targeted the bridge's center foundation, which would be the hardest part to repair. The bombs separated cleanly. They were high explosive, conventional ordnance, just enough to do the job, nothing more. American aircraft from when we used to be your allies of convenience used to destroy a bridge built with American aid for the same purpose. The irony was not lost on the high command. Personally, I could have cared less. As soon as I felt my phantom lighten, I hit my burners, waited for my observer plane's report, and prayed with all my might that the Pakistanis wouldn't retaliate. Of course, my prayers went unanswered. 3 hours later, their garrison at Kila Safed shot up our border station. I know now that our president and Ayatollah were willing to stand down. We'd gotten what we wanted. They'd gotten their revenge. Tit for tat. Let it go. But who was going to tell the other side? Their embassy in Tehran had destroyed its codes and radios. That son of a bitching colonel had shot himself rather than betray any state secrets. We had no hotline, no diplomatic channels. We didn't know how to contact the Pakistani leadership. We didn't even know if there was any leadership left. It was such a mess. Confusion turning to anger. Anger turning on our neighbors. Every hour the conflict escalated. Border clashes, airstrikes. It happened so fast. Just 3 days of conventional warfare. Neither side having any clear objective. Just panicked rage.
He shrugs.
We created a beast. A nuclear monster with neither side having any idea how to tame it. Tehran, Islamabad, Qom, Lahore, Bandar Abbas, Ormara, Imam Khomeini, Faisalabad. No one knows how many died in the blasts or would die when the radiation clouds began to spread over our countries, over India, Southeast Asia, the Pacific, over America. No one thought it could happen. Not between us. For God's sake, they helped us build our nuclear program from the ground up. They supplied the materials, the technology, the third-party brokering with North Korea and Russian renegades. We wouldn't have been a nuclear power if it wasn't for our fraternal Muslim brothers. No one would have expected it. But then again, no one would have expected the dead to rise, now would they? Only one could have foreseen this, and I don't believe in him anymore.